we've been said and done. I think we're better off now, and I'm not the only one. The sights that were before my eyes were open, not at all. We'll never reach the beauty of the writing on the wall. So I'll pour myself yet another glass of wine and think about that far off distant time. That future that could possibly be.
What's up, Punky? It's me, Leah. This is a Schmoovecast, and I just want you to know that I love you. I do. Okay, enough of that crap. Let's talk about love. Let me first, before I get into talking about love, let me make my recommendation, my DVD recommendation of the week. And it's going to fall under this whole love thing. Shenanigans. This week's documentary pick of the week is Southern Comfort. It's the story about a female-to-male trans named Robert, who had the breasts removed and never did have the lower surgery. So I don't know if you'd call that technically mid-op. So he's got this wonderful partner named Lola, who is male to female pre-op. It's such a sweet movie, but what's so sad about it is that this Robert, being female to male, never had a hysterectomy or anything. So essentially, Robert still has the, you know, equipment of a lady, and gets diagnosed with, I believe it's ovarian cancer. It might be cervical cancer. Please don't send me hate mail. Let me look that up real quick. I'm pretty sure it's ovarian cancer. Yeah, ovarian cancer. I was right the first time. And it just kind of follows the last little bit of his life and Lola, his partner. And it's just incredibly sweet. And it's just a fantastic love story. It made me cry like a little bitch with a skin knee. You can't even imagine. And I cry all constantly. I'm going to cry during this show. I'm just warning you right now. I am going to cry. Monotone or no, I'm going to cry. So we're going to talk about love. Because, baby, when I think about you, I think about love. God, that was so stupid. I shouldn't have done that. But, so I want to start off by talking about my neighbor. I have a neighbor who is a very sweet man. When I first moved in, I would see him out with his wife every day. His wife, they're an older couple. And I would see him out and about. And then all of a sudden, I keep seeing her. I mean, she would be sitting outside. And all my levels have gone up because I've shifted positions. So I would see her. And one day, another neighbor tells me that actually what has happened was she didn't live there any longer. She had Alzheimer's. She has Alzheimer's. And he couldn't take care of her anymore. So he has her in a nursing home because he knows his limitations and that he can't take care of her. So he would bring her to his house, to their house every day to spend some time there. And eventually I stopped seeing her around. And I thought that maybe she had passed on because he went on vacation And I just came to the assumption that the only way he'd go on vacation is if she had passed on, you know. Of course, that bad conclusion. I'm real bad at making conclusions like that. He goes and he sits with her for about 6 hours every single day. Now, this gentleman is retired, so, you know, he has the time to do this. If you've ever come to my house and you've seen his house, you know he's got time on his hands. So he spends several hours with her every day. I went and spent some time at his house chatting with him. He was showing me all the renovations he's done to his condo, which is the same. He has the same floor plan as I do, but his looks infinitely better. Like, oh, he could sell it for a pretty penny. But so I go over there to spend some time with him. He tells me about his dogs. Now, he has had dogs for a long time, and he adopted a dog that was abandoned on the side of the road, and he hadn't planned on keeping this dog. He was just temporarily keeping her until he could find a better home. I never did, and I'll get to that story in a minute, but anyway, so he told me about his dogs, and he talks about his wife, like she still lives there, like it's still their home. He loves her. He said, he was telling me, they married later in life, and he said, you know, I thought I'd have a few good years with her, but I had 18, and that was great. I mean, it's just, that's love, you guys. That is, and what's really interesting is that if you've ever had the misfortune of seeing the movie The Notebook, I don't recommend it. It's Nicholas Sparks, and I'm sorry, Nicholas Sparks is way too cheesy for me, and I like cheese. I like Dirty Dancing. But Nicholas Sparks is way too much, even for me. So, The Notebook, if you haven't seen it or read the book, it's all about this man who goes to a nursing home every day. Well, I guess he lives in the nursing home, maybe in another, I don't really remember details, but he tells a woman a story every day, and you realize pretty soon on that he's telling her the story of how they met and fell in love. But she's got Alzheimer's, so she doesn't remember. My neighbor is essentially living that story, which, you know, Nicholas Sparks can write about it, and it's just cheese, but this man's living it, and it's sweet. So, I just want to share with you that story of love. I mean, it's still their house. It's not his house. She does not live there. In fact, I don't think she even gets to come over anymore. I don't think they let her out of the home. So, it's just sweet. I mean, it's just, it breaks your heart. So, what I was going to say about his dogs was, he adopted a dog about a year or two ago. And this was shortly after his dog died of old age. His previous dog died of old age. So he had taken in this little puppy, just short term, until he could find a home. Of course, he never did find the dog a home, and I assumed he had, because one day I came home, or I would come home every day, essentially. I do come home every day. Otherwise, you wouldn't be hearing this, probably. I just assumed that he found her a home, because I stopped seeing the little dog, or big dog. Gosh, she was like 80 pounds, bigger than Denny. Turned out, found out recently, she was killed in a car accident. So there's your uplifting message for the day. So, my neighbor's nice. I like him. I need to go see him more often, because he's a good man. And I think he's lonely. Maybe I could get him to come over and take Denny out. I know he takes one of my other neighbor's dog. He takes her dog out when she's not around. She's the one who, if you've listened to previous shows, she's the one who just had surgery and was out. And the one who you need to give blood to the Red Cross for, even if you're afraid of needles, I want you to do it. I will hold your hand if I am able to. Okay? Got that? Give blood. It's important to me and to her. So, love. I don't know. My personal belief is the chances of you finding the person you're meant to be with for the rest of your life are slim. And I think that a lot of people settle out of fear of loneliness, out of fear of dying alone, not having anybody to love. But, I mean, I don't know. If you're settling, are you really being honest with yourself? You know? I don't know. It's hard for me to say because I've only been in love the one time and it just was sad. It still is sad. It's sad every day. I was crying about it today because today is Valentine's Day. And, oh, criminy. I've been thinking about him too. I've had a lot of things lately that have been going on that make me think about him. I emailed him, which was probably a bad idea, but I did it and it's done. And you know what? It's done. So shut up and suck it. It was somebody I had known since college. We had a class together in college, but we were just always friends. We weren't even really close friends. We just kind of ran in similar circles. And I didn't think anything of it, really. He was an alright guy. He looked like a Hanson kid back then. But, so we became reacquainted in September, I think it was, of 04. We went on our first date the last week of September of 04. And we broke up in the beginning of September of 05. And there were many reasons why this happened. One big one was we weren't well suited for each other. I mean, it wasn't that we didn't love each other. We did, and I still love him, and I still think about him all the time. And I don't know if he still loves me. I know he told me many times after he broke up that he loved me. But we just weren't suited for each other. I mean, we're very different people. We had different goals. He's an alcoholic, you know. So, you know, it wouldn't have worked out. Never would have worked out. But it's still hard. I mean, I was talking to a friend earlier who's going through her own breakup right now. It takes maturity. It really takes maturity to realize what you want and what you need are not the same thing. I mean, it's one thing to love somebody. It's another thing to realize whether or not that's the right person for you. Hang on, I'm going to pause for just a second. So, I mean, and it's hard. It's massive. It takes massive amounts of maturity to just admit to yourself and to your partner that while you have a lot of love, it takes a lot more than love for things to work out, you know? It really does. So, there you are. Don't know what else to say. I mean, you know, you think about what could I have done better? What could I have changed? But there's nothing. I mean, when a relationship's not just not going to work out, it's just not going to work out. And whether you do this or that, it's not, you know, you just have to face facts. And it's hard to admit it, especially when you're so afraid of being alone, you know, and you're so afraid of it. It's hard to admit that, because it's like somebody once put to me, a little bit of something's better than a whole lot of nothing. Which is such crap, because you're just cheating yourself, you know? If you're staying with somebody just so you won't be lonely, you're just doing a disservice to your own self. But anyway, But I love my family, and they love me, I guess. They tell me they do. You know, you never know. I'm kidding. I know they love me. I love my friends. I like to think they love me. I love my dog. And he loves that I give him G-R-E-E-N-I-E-S. I have to spell that because... Oh, jeez. I have to spell that because he's sitting here right next to me, and if I say the word, he will freak out and jump up. And he's already had one. If you have a dog, and you've never given your dog G-R-E-E-N-I-E-S, then you don't know what you're missing, because dogs love that and makes you happy to see your dog happy. Or it better make you happy to see your dog happy. If it doesn't, then you don't need to be owning dogs. Anyway, so... Yeah, my dog's right up here. He's doing all right. For those of you who are just joining the game, my dog has arthritis, and it's hard for him to get around. It's hard for him to get up the stairs. I have a split level here in the beautiful suburbs. He's got arthritis, so it's hard for him to get around. It's hard for him to get upstairs, and when he does, it's hard for him to jump on the bed, and a lot of times, just the way he is, because he likes to sleep at the foot of the bed. The way he is, he just, if he knows it's going to be difficult, he's not even going to try. I guess he's got a lot of pride, a lot of dignity. A lot of dignity for a creature who licks his own rectum, you know what I'm saying? Very dignified, Dennis. Very dignified. I love you, though. You're such a sweet boy. You're a good dog. He's right here. I let him use a pillow. He has his little head and paw on a pillow. And he has his little foot on my teddy bear. Which I do, yes. I'll admit this right now. I'm 30 years old, and I sleep with a teddy bear. There. I said it. And if you don't like it, I got two words for you. So that's love. Love's a mess. I'm not saying you're not going to find your true love, but I'm just saying the odds are against it. I think that I maybe am not meant to have true love sometimes. You know, it's like I had totally resigned myself to the fact that I'm meant to be alone. I'm meant to be by myself. And that's okay. I was totally okay with that. And then I met, you know, my drunken ex-boyfriend. And was crazy about him. And thought, well, maybe I'm not. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I can be with somebody. Maybe I can open up and love somebody and have somebody else love me. But I don't know. And the whole saying about how it's better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all. That's bullcrap. Let me just go on record as saying that's the biggest line of crap that anybody's ever dished out. I was way happier before I opened myself up and allowed myself to love somebody and allowed somebody to love me. I was much happier being just emotionally closed off. I've never hurt so bad in my life that I have with this whole, you know, love business. I've never hurt so bad. And maybe that's part of it, but to me it's not worth it. I'm not saying my relationship wasn't worth it. I mean, there are times I think it wasn't, but if I had a choice between falling in love or having love, you know, and then not, it's not that I don't want to have the relationship. It's just that when you experience love and then you don't have it anymore, it's hard. It just makes you feel so ugly and it makes you feel so unwanted, but anyway, I need to stop whining and yammering on about this crap. I just need to go to sleep. My dog is farting up a storm and it's disgusting. It smells like potato chips in here. It's nasty. Oh, I think my dog got into the Alestra or something. But, hold on a second. But, so that's love. And, love means never having to say, no, you don't look fat. Love is honesty. Love is giving it to somebody straight. Love is realizing you can't spend your life with somebody. Admitting that. Love is also allowing yourself. I'm going to get stupid. I'm going to stop right now because I'm going to sound like a ridiculous junior high school kid. Oh, God. So, yeah, so I'm sure I seem really hot right now with my crying and stuff. My teddy bear. You know, all that jazz. Who wants to date me? I sleep with a teddy bear. And I'm crying on the internets. So, just do me a favor. Send an email to Comanche.red. Comanche.red. R-E-D. At gmail.com. Check out my website with information about my podcast. Not a whole lot of information, but, you know, some. At www.schmovenet, schmovenet.com/podcast. I am sleepy. And I had a good night tonight. I went out to my craft group. And had fun. And after the craft group, went out with my friend. And we had some adult beverages. And some delicious food. I had a lemongrass martini and it was just amazing. Dr. Gay, if you're listening to this, I'm totally taking you out for a lemongrass martini next time you're in town. Because, so good. So good. And they also serve it to you in a little miniature shaker. A little single-serving shaker. And I also had some, just such delicious food. Oh, goodness. Spicy, delicious food. So, that's it for me. I already gave you all my information. Send me an email. Tell me it gets better. Tell me I'll find my one true love. My ain true love. And yeah, I am on the Google Talk, so, you know, occasionally catch me on that. Although I tend to leave my instant messaging programs open and then go to sleep. So I don't know when I'm getting, you know, I'll wake up and have like all... Well, no, it's rare because a lot of my friends don't use the instant messaging stuff. So I'll wake up and find messages from people on occasion. So do me a favor. I want you to go find somebody you love. Don't just find some random stranger and do this. Find somebody you love. Give that someone a kiss. And a hug. And tell that person that you love him or her. Okay? Even if it's someone you wouldn't normally say that to, I want you to say, tell somebody you love him or her. Okay? And if you were here, I would totally make out with you right now. I'm just saying, because I love you. All right. So I'm tired and I'm a little tipsy. So I just need to just cut my losses and go to sleep and post this crap on the internet. Sleep well. Have a good week. And I'll talk to you again soon. Okay? Bye.